In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. When Abraham came to us and told us to pack everything up, we were leaving. At first, I think we all thought it was a joke. The 75-year-old man with no kids comes to us and says he's overhauling his life and we're leaving the comfort of his father's land and wealth. Where are we going, Abraham? We didn't know. But when he kept persisting, we then really started to chat among ourselves, wondering if Abraham had lost it. If in his old age, having no kids, he had finally just cracked. What were we doing, Abraham? This is silliness. You're 75 years old. You have a great life in Babylon. You're living on your father's land. You have wealth, everything you ever needed. Babylon provides us with city life, all the comforts of this world. What do you mean we're leaving? To where? But he kept insisting. And he said we didn't have to go with him, but he had been my master for years. I figured, why not trust him? He was a good man to me. So we went with him. Some of us did anyways. And we started the journey. We left all the comforts, the luxuries of Babylon behind. It was hard. But it was exciting. It was different. Life had become really stale where we had been living, and this was new. This was different. We started to head west when we didn't know what was going to come. As we journeyed with Abraham, we started to keep pushing him. What's going on within you, Abraham? What's going on? Why? Why this? Why now? And he started to tell us stories, stories that we had never heard from him before. Stories that apparently his fathers, his grandfathers had told him, but stories he had never shared with us. And so as we would sit around the campfires, as we were wandering west with our flocks of animals, they were the only thing keeping us alive besides the Creator. Abraham kept talking about the Creator of the heavens and the earth being there for us. As we wandered west and we sat at our campfires, Abraham started telling us stories. And we really listened intently. We wondered what was behind this old man changing everything. His stories really started with, I think, 9 or 10 generations before him. He swore he was directly related to Noah. Some of us had heard of this guy named Noah. We all had heard about the great flood. Every ancient people in Babylon had talked about the great flood. I mean, every people from the north to the west to the east to the south, everyone, they talked about it. They whispered about it. We all heard about some great flood from generations before. It was in the lore and the legends of everyone. Abraham insisted, though, that his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather had an inside track on that whole story, that it was him that had survived it all. And so Abraham had told us about this Noah, that God had come to him, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, had spoken to this Noah one day and told him, it's game over. That God had actually come to the point of regretting his creation. That God was looking at the lives of humans, the violence, the hatred, the greediness, the non-stop selfishness, that God was looking at this and how it had infected all the animals on the earth as well. And that God looked at this and said, I have no idea what I was thinking. That God really wondered why he had ever given humans a chance. That God had asked human beings to sit in his creation and reflect his image of servanthood and love throughout the creation. And humans had taken advantage of that. And it was just violence and bloodshed and selfishness and greed that infected, Abraham told us, infected every thought, every movement of the human heart. And so Noah had been told by God, I got to get rid of them. They're an infection. They're a disease in this world. They're destroying my creation. I have no choice. But Abraham told us that God had a really soft heart and a soft spot for Noah. Abraham, who was descended from Noah's son, Shem, he told us that Noah was a righteous man. That Noah continued to trust God. Where everyone else had shut God out, Noah still had opened himself up to listening. And so God went to Noah and he told him, we're going to have a new start. I'm going to try things anew with you, Noah. You can grab your sons, grab their wives, your wife, but I need you to build a boat. Not really a boat, a raft. And as Abraham told the story to us, it was crazy. The dimensions of this raft, and I'm a builder for Noah, I know, the dimensions were just like a human coffin. I've made a lot of human coffins in my day. The dimensions of this grand boat, the exact proportions of a coffin. Oh, the symbolism was weird. And so God told Noah and his family to get into this great big coffin. And the world around them just continued to live. Noah was apparently telling everyone, God is bringing his judgment on humanity. He's going to wipe you guys out. But they had never seen rain. Not like this. And nobody listened to Noah. They thought he was crazy. The same way we thought Abraham was crazy. But Noah did it. He built this great coffin. And when God said, get in the coffin, die to everything that you know, I'll close you in it and I'll save you. So Abraham told us that Noah got into this great big coffin and he took all the animals, one male and female from each of the pairs, and he brought them in, all the animals that he could gather that would come to him. It was crazy. They would just arrive on his doorstep and he'd put them in. And so they gathered into this great big coffin and God sealed them in. And the world outside laughed at them, thought they were crazy. They were all Cain's descendants. Cain, who you remember, had started all the violence in the first place. But when the drops started to fall from the sky, it wasn't Noah who was crazy. And the drops didn't stop. For 40 days and 40 nights, Abraham told us, it rained nonstop. Water was coming from the sky, coming from the ground. It was coming from everywhere, it felt like. And things were flooding. Everything that humans had created, every last stone of civilization, every last city that Cain had started was completely wiped out. And all was left was this great coffin floating on the endless sea. Death had come to all of human ambitions because of the violence, the greed of the human heart. But Abraham told us that God remembered Noah. And God kept talking to him. And after a year of being on this great coffin, God brought them onto dry land again. And God told them, you are a new start. Be different. Don't fall into the errors of your ancestors. Listen to me. Trust me. Walk with me. I will provide for you. I will take care of you. Be faithful. But as Abraham tells the story, the loss of everything around Noah got to him. He became a drunk. He started drinking immediately. He was a mess. And his sons, they were a disaster. They had been out there long enough in the world before Noah had brought them into the boat that they had learned the ways of the world. And they couldn't listen to God's ways. They got out of the ark, that great coffin, and they just started doing it all over again. The city building, the greed, the violence, the selfishness. And they rebuilt everything. But they actually worked together, these boys. They worked together to create empire that we knew as the Babylon Empire. That's where we had just left. And they built this great empire. And we had all heard stories of the great tower that Babylon had built generations before us. A tower that Babylon was building to the sky. Babylon believed that they could take God's seat, that they could run the world, that they knew better than God. And so Abraham told us something we had never heard before, that it was God that had caused that tower to fall apart. That God had decided, if I'm going to allow human beings to live, they can't cooperate. I need them to compete against each other. Because the only thing that will stop human destruction of the earth is their competition. Humans have to fight with each other in order to preserve the creation, as insane as that sounded to us. God actually wanted humans to compete and tear at each other. That the dog-eat-dog world was God saving our planet. And so Abraham told us around those campfires. He told us that this is why he was leaving everything behind. That in his old age, God had come to him and given him a crazy promise. Abraham told us, and we chuckled at least behind the scenes. God supposedly told Abraham that he was going to have kids. A 75-year-old man. And we all knew Sarah. She was an old woman. Her womb was long gone. She had never had kids in the first place. And Abraham insisted around those campfires that he was going to have a child. And God was going to make a family out of him. And that's why he left. He left because he trusted in this insane promise from God. And he was encouraging us to join him in a new start. Abraham told us around the campfires that if we were honest with ourselves and we looked around at the world, it was a mess. That it needed a new start. That the violence, the selfishness, the greed was everywhere. I'm nervous about going with this man that I'm not sure if he's crazy or not, but I think I'm going to stick with him. He's been a good man to me. And I'm intrigued about this God he keeps talking about. This God who seems to have a vision for the world much more beautiful than what I see. And that feels good to me. And Abraham's told us, as we journey, anyone who wants to join us can come with us. And so I'm glad we ran into each other, and I really hope that you will consider being a part of this new start yourselves. You seem like you're there. Abraham, I think he's onto something. You should listen to him. A world needs a new start. Humans are a fundamental problem, and we need to change. I think Abraham is right. If we listen for the voice of our Creator, it's there. It's out there. If we would just be quiet, still enough, we would hear His voice moving in the wild. That's where Abraham brought us. He brought us out of the cities into the wild. And as I stare up at the stars, and Abraham loves to talk about the stars, when I look at the stars at night, have you looked recently? Wow. There's something so much bigger than us. You can see it if you look. You can hear it if you just stop and listen. What we humans have done with the world, it's not right. We need a new start. I think Abraham's right. I'm going to keep following him. I hope you guys can listen. These stories have really stuck with me. Let's not have the Creator regret us. Let's reflect his image of love, of servanthood into the world. It seems like that is what we were made for. It feels right in my very bones. I hope we see each other on the road, that on the journey we bump into each other. Maybe we can be the seeds of a new world. Amen.